Hello, Internet. This is Ewan Spence calling. The summer is over. The clock has started. It's 267 days to go. It's time for your insight. Yes, indeed. 267 days until May the 26th, and that is going to be your grand final of Eurovision 2012. Official dates, kind of official venues, or at least we have the city, national final news, junior Eurovision, all that and more coming up in the roundup of the Eurovision news. And of course, yes, the clock has started, but also it's September the 2nd as I record this. Yesterday was September the 1st. That was the first big deadline. Songs published before yesterday couldn't take part in Eurovision. Songs published now, going forward, could easily win. There's a new release from any band anywhere in the world now. It could be eligible for Eurovision. It's got to be under 3 minutes and all the usual stuff as well. But it means that the national finals can open up, online web selections can get going, and you might have already heard the winning song. It's highly unlikely. But you never know. We'll do the long shot at the end of the show. But let's have a roundup of 2012. The Eurovision TV's Twitter account going that Eurovision will be held May 22nd and 24th for the two semi-finals and the 26th for the grand finals in Baku in Azerbaijan next year. So there you go. Stick them in your calendars. 99.95% confirmed for all of that. There is the question over the arena, but we don't have an answer on that. I'm sure the answer will crystallise itself in the near future. But for now, you can have a look at Baku, work out how to get there, all of that stuff going on. Unconfirmed numbers, but if you start going through all the various sources and everything, it looks like 42 countries are sort of making the initial, that's our list of countries. Very few of them have got confirmation, so we're not going to read them all off. We're not going to start the whole stuff about Slovakia in and out yet at the moment. And over this summer, we had Azercell, who's part of the Telesonora group, Azerbaijan's major mobile phone network, 55% of the country on that one, as one of the main sponsor partners for the contest. So 2012 plans are all underway. There's still lots of things to go over. EBU have, for example, asked about the visa issue. You know, things like what happens if someone has a stamp for Armenia on their passport. All of that will be coming clear over the next couple of months, and we'll be keeping an eye on that as well here at The Insight. There are going to be a lot of people that have an Armenian stamp on their passport, given that December the 3rd is Junior Eurovision this year to be held in Yerevan in Armenia. And we will have, certainly Charlene's going to be there from the team. I'm having a look at there as well. I'm going to have a couple of people over from the AC Daily, the other websites as well. So Eurovision and Junior Eurovision covered here as well. Junior Jukebox Jury, we'll dig them out as well. Check the parents, do the police clearance forms, and we'll get them in to judge that. We have three songs already locked in. The returning singer of Ekaterina Ryabova, I'm getting a waiver in the repeat rules. I will be singing for Russia, like Romeo and Juliet. Not the Dire Straits song, unfortunately. That would be fun. Georgia have a band called Candy Music, who are singing song Candy, or it might be the other way around. I'm not quite sure with the translation. And early in the lead of my polls is Ukraine's Crystal, who's going to be this year's Lady Gaga, singing Eurova, Europe, for the song. Their Junior Eurovision take place in December. And I know some people poo-poo, but it gets us through the winter months. Okay, right then. National final news. The deadline for entries into the Norwegian national final, deadline closes today. If you're hearing this, you've got maybe about 20 minutes to get your song in. So there we go. Cyprus have announced their singer over the summer. Ivy Adamo is going to be representing the island this year. They will announce their song on December the 31st. It won't be the first one, we know. The first one will be coming before that, and it will be Switzerland, as usual. We'll leave that one to the end. But we also have Finland coming through. Dates announced. They'll be taking submissions up to September the 30th for their new styling program UMK, Yuden Musiklin Kilpailu. Let's see, we'll be looking at a national final in that one on the 25th of February. Malta, submissions, this is a tight submission deadline. It has to be between 9 and 12 in the morning on the 20th of October or between 2 and 4 in the afternoon of the 21st of October at the head office of Malta PBS. Other than that, they'll listen through that. National final for them is on January the 28th. Bulgaria, submissions open next week, September the 9th, will stay open until November the 11th. They'll be having two semi-finals, December the 12th and the 14th. The national final they will also be having on January the 28th. So already we're doubling up. We'll be having a Bulgaria-Malta run on the internet, as we can see from there. Denmark have also announced as well their final is going to be back at Aalborg, first time in 4 years. January the 21st for that one, another Saturday night there. Giving us a nice little run there in January to start off. And Sweden have announced the Mammoth Melody Festival and programme four semi-finals to be held in Vaxholm. I think they've just found the country that's most difficult to pronounce for me, but there we go. On February the 2nd, Gothenburg on the 11th, Leksand on the 18th, and Malmo on the 25th of February. Andrew Johnson will be in the 3rd of March in Night Booking, and Stockholm will see the traditional final on March the 10th, which probably means, given that's a Saturday, we're probably looking at the deadline for entries to be Monday, March the 12th, but we'll get confirmation from EBU that coming in the future. Right then, as we said, our first winning song we will work out will be from the Swiss National Final. That will be airing on December the 10th. It will literally go Junior Eurovision December the 3rd, and week after that, Switzerland on December the 10th. Then we'll have the two Bulgarian National Finals as well, so it'll be a nice run up to Christmas, giving us a bit of Eurovision, and I'd expect somebody to sneak in something in the last week or two as well. Swiss... of course, take some entries from the French side, some from the German side, some from the Italian side. SF Swiss German Television has opened up a pre-selection. If you want to enter for Switzerland, you upload your song and video onto their website. They'll eventually go through all of that with a 50% public vote, 50% jury vote. Now I'll get to the final six, and that will be part of the, I think, 14 songs that are going to be eligible to be in the national final for Switzerland. So far, we've got seven entries up there as we record the podcast. One of them is an entry from Ireland, and two of them are from Birmingham. So nice to see Switzerland being nicely neutral and looking all around there. They're going to be our first national final, and let's actually take one of those songs just now. Let's take Georgia Blakely. I was kind of hoping that one of these seven songs would stand out and go, you know what, that could win. Because I would have been loved to be able to play the song that wins Eurovision right now. So this is one of those 10 million to one shots, okay? It's got to get through pre-selects, it's got to get through the national finals, it's got to get through the semi-finals, it's got to get in the final, it's got to win the final, and it's somebody from Birmingham. I mean, that is a tough ask for anybody. Not even Slade could manage that. And they weren't really from Birmingham, they were from the Black Country, but it's close enough. So, let's just swing this round and do the setup. So let's take Georgia Blakey and Get Over You. A nice sort of Eurovision-y soaring ballad that just sits in the background. Hopefully going to represent Switzerland. And we shall just have to see what actually happens with that one.
It was a cold, cold March. That was just the way I liked it. No one to let me down in a life so disenchanted. I had a cold, cold heart and it wasn't what I intended. It was just so badly torn that it never really mended. Why were you sent to me? That you gave me my deliverance from the hard-hearted, disillusioned and so jaded. You turned me inside out and all my fears they faded. Why were you sent to me?
And
Georgia Blakey there, hoping to represent Switzerland at 2012 Eurovision Song Contest to be held somewhere in Baku next year in May. And that is your insight for today, apart from just one final bit of good news, and that's to all our Icelandic Eurovision fans. Congratulations, Traps and Trapesses, as OGAE Iceland is officially founded. We shall see you in Baku and everything that you get up to over the next couple of months and years as well, as the fan group for Eurovision up there in Iceland. As always, www.escinsight.com. You can leave comments in the podcast. You'll find us on Facebook and Twitter. All of that is open more. Everything's coming back up to speed again over the summer. Yeah, it's been once a week or so, but things are happening now. It's, you can feel it in the air. It's building very, very slowly, but it is building. And if it's building, you need guitars.